For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. In 1975, the last American troops withdrew from South Vietnam. It was the end of a very unpopular and deadly war. When those who survived returned home, they didn't receive a hero's welcome. Recently at the State House, hundreds gathered for the first Vietnam War Veterans Day. Now retired from the military, George Culler remembers his return home.
Getting off the plane, I guess I was looking for a ticker tape parade, but it wasn't that at all. We had some folks, I forget what they used to call them, flower children or something. But anyway, they gave us a nice reception at the airport with eggs and lettuce and tomatoes and names and stuff. But it was awful. It was a hurtful venture coming back.
Culler joined the military when he was 17 years old. At the end of his training, he thought he would be sent to Germany. But like so many young Americans at the time, the teenager was on his way to Vietnam. He says it quickly changed his life.
I learned what war was like. You know, combat. I thought it would be like, a little hit and miss, but by the time May came around, I kind of grew up. I done some things that I never thought that I would ever do in my life, but I think, like I say, after then, from a child to a grown-up in 8 months, that's some fast learning.
The holiday was established by President Trump when he signed the Vietnam War Recognition Act of 2017. A processional of motorcycles rode up to the steps of the State House, where supporters gathered to hear Governor McMaster read a proclamation declaring the day.
Hereby proclaim March 29, 2018 as South Carolina Vietnam War Veterans Day throughout the state and encourage all South Carolinians to honor, recognize, and thank those who answered the call to serve.
And Congressman Joe Wilson reminding vets of the global impact of their military service.
All of this is made possible because of your service, your success. By holding back the Soviet Union, we now see that dozens of countries are free, are allies of the United States because of your success. And then in Vietnam itself.
It's estimated more than 9 million military personnel served on active duty during the Vietnam era. Terry Greenfield's father was one of them.
I saw a lot of the hatred and angst that the soldiers and airmen and the Marines got, and it wasn't fair, you know, it wasn't their fault. But for us to heal the wounds, so to speak, I think it's a great thing.
And so was Sharon Wagner's husband.
I remember them coming home from the military, though. I mean, it's 50 years ago, but I was small. But I remember that there was no parade, and I remember the soldiers being on TV broadcasts and such like that, saying, you know, we went out there and some lost their limbs and that sort of thing, and nobody really cared. In fact, like, they did something bad for having gone there.
These veterans and their supporters, including the head of the VA, hope that will no longer be the sentiment when people think of them and the war. Howard Metcalf.
And once again, which we can never say enough, thank you over and over and over again until we are at the point where we have reached out to every Vietnam veteran in this state and their survivor. That's our mission that's been given to us by the governor. That's our mission that we will accomplish, and we won't rest until we do it. Thank you.
In Columbia, for South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.